So a little while ago, we had an episode talking about the hype around Disney Plus and if we're indeed big enough to dethrone the streaming giant Netflix. Well, the cold streaming war sort of fizzled, but 2020 is a big year for both Netflix and Disney Plus, with new shows premiering really soon. Come nerd out on the next Region Nerd Alert as we discuss streaming for 2020 this Saturday at 7 p.m. right here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. All right, and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, and I'm Jose, your host, your co-host, and this is Region Nerd Alert. I want to thank you for nerding out with us, and if you want to catch this online, you can catch it anywhere you want.
A few places.
Spotify, iTunes. Apparently, we're on Apple Podcasts, by the way, not Apple Music. I've been telling people, like, oh, yeah, just go to iTunes, Apple Music, and boom, we pop up.
Yeah, Apple Podcasts, it's a thing.
Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, they're separate.
I think you could type it in iTunes, too.
Probably. You know where else you can find this?
Where?
NPR app.
The NPR One app.
NPR One.
I can't speak English.
NPR One app. And you know what's cool about the NPR One app?
What's cool about that?
You can make Lakeshore Public Radio your designated radio station. And you can hear a bunch of local news from my station and also local shows like this show, Let's Eat, Midwest Beat, and a new podcast, Midwest Punks.
Ooh,
that, yeah,
nice.
My friends here, they're doing that as well. Well, friends, they work here.
Midwest
Punks. I mean, they're my friends, too. I mean, we're all friends.
Yeah, nice.
You're all friends, except for that one guy.
No, not that one guy.
But,
shout out to Elon, though.
Musk. But anyways, let's do some intros. You know me, Jose, and to my left in the goose chair, the Goose Rocket.
You got Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's.
The
find
goose
me on Twitter,
rocket.
Instagram, Facebook. Follow my what's that thing I do? Photography. Follow that at Singularity Photography on
what's
Instagram.
That thing I do?
Singularity. Yeah, yes, yes. And if you need any information about anything, go to Singularity.
Yeah, yeah.
At least that's where Paul Polgorzelski sent you last episode. I forgot what we were talking about.
Why'd you name drop him all?
Oh, dude, he name dropped himself.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Full
he's
Christian
the,
name.
He blew himself
he's
out
the
of
only
water.
One full,
name.
Only full one. But
only full one.
Anyways, to Mike's left.
Boom.
Skylar Olatho, Fat Low End, formerly, still kind of, maybe.
No. Still kind of maybe.
Come on.
I'll be dumping a bunch of music to my SoundCloud because I just deleted all my music off SoundCloud recently.
Nice.
Because I wanted to just redo everything.
I love keeping
nice
up with you, artist wise.
Yeah.
Also, what are you gonna do next? I'm gonna delete all my music from SoundCloud.
I'm wiped off.
He's got
the planet of the internet.
He's gotta turn some knobs and.
I'm gonna press it on 50 vinyl and then break all the vinyl and burn them and then put it all back on SoundCloud.
And then he's gonna record it and release it as lo-fi hip hop
and make sure it's
and
in the bathroom.
And then you have to record it from a cassette player and then record that cassette player in a bathroom with a.
Oh, yeah,
with the fan
the
going and in the tub.
Attach it to a snake, put it down the drain.
Yeah.
Let the water
I hope you
run.
Understand
hot water.
My reference.
To the sound of a crab killing itself.
But anyways.
We're getting off topic.
For so topic. But name drop sponsor.
Yeah.
But to Skylar's left is the Miss.
Heather. I am Deli Hands with 1S on Twitter and Deli Hands with 2S's on Instagram.
There you go. And then you do cosplay.
Cosplay.
You have a 3D printer.
I have a 3D printer running around right now building a giant lollipop prop right now.
You said it right. It was
lollipop prop.
So, yeah, follow all my friends on here and their respective businesses because Mike helped us with the video that's coming out really, really soon of Kanal Delete. Trust me, that's coming out really soon. I'm hoping maybe next week it'll be uploaded because I just finished the voiceover. Sorry, guys. And to his left is Skylar Olatho, who does the music that you hear, the beginning and ends. And then Miss Heather, who designed my our Region Nerd Alert logo. And now it's on stickers.
It's so cute on a sticker.
How cool is that? We're moving up.
And
we're
great
moving
up to,
moving up in the world.
If you come out to Northwest Indiana Comic Con next Saturday, you'll actually be able to pick some stickers up and see them.
There you go. Northwest Indiana Comic Con next Saturday, February
10 to 6.
10 to 6. If you got the early bird pass.
Yep. And I will
which
be there.
We do.
I will.
As he looks down, which we do.
bragging to everybody who doesn't have one.
But yeah, say hi to
humble
the
brag. Humble brag.
Say hi to the con showrunner there,
we
Brian Grabinski. And you have nice grab bags too if you're early. First 1,000, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be
super
cool.
And there's always a line. So always a line. Heads up for that early. Time. Get there early. And hope Run. It doesn't snow or rain.
Because, it will both.
Because it will probably both. It's right. February. But
and it's Indiana.
It's a fun con.
Right. No. Well, I will be there as a vendor of some sort, so mm-hmm. I will get there early, sitting down with my hot cocoa or coffee, since they're having coffee there.
Slinging these stickers.
And yeah. slinging the stickers.
And pick up the cute stickers.
They're super cute. Super cute. But anyways, without further ado, the topic of today's discussion,
dun, dun, dun.
Which is streaming. And I think we should have a streaming once a month, maybe once every 2 months. Because there's always new things
I think
on streaming.
Like, well, every other month is pretty good. That way we have time to actually watch the stuff and right. then like wait you for right. things to come out.
Yeah, because it right. takes time to change yeah. up. You I mean, know.
Change up.
Sure, like the WandaVision stuff dropped and all that, but it's still not out till like later this year.
Yeah.
Now, what'd you say? WandaVision?
WandaVision.
WandaVision.
What is that?
Something tells me you got more to say about that.
What
me?
Is that?
Oh, it's the new Marvel show coming out for Disney Plus. It's. it's actually the only reason why I have Disney Plus still right now, and I haven't like canceled it. Until it come like Mandalorian season 2 doesn't come out because I have tons of things to watch.
I also have tons of
and
things, and they're
I
all anime.
Haven't been watching Disney Plus at all.
Yeah, I was gonna say I planned on canceling my Disney Plus, and then I found DuckTales.
I was also gonna cancel my Disney Plus, but then I got too lazy to cancel.
Oh, I went down the rabbit hole of 90s.
You know what?
It's good background noise, and that's probably why I'm keeping.
I have been watching The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on deck. And it's been great.
I've been thinking about watching Boy Meets World again.
That, oh my God, I love Boys Meets
because Boy. I'm running out of things here.
And like, Lizzie McGuire. Oh my God, Lizzie McGuire, real quick. Well, not real quick. This is the whole episode. Lizzie McGuire, whole episode. But they're coming out with another spinoff series for Lizzie what? McGuire. She's coming back. Hilary Duff.
Oh, you mean my first love? Like,
oh my
God. One first true love.
Something doing, about those shoulders, man.
A Full House reboot where she's just older and she's like having a family. How are they doing that?
Lizzie or McGuire?
Lizzie McGuire 2, Electric Boogaloo.
But I don't know, actually. I just read it. Mm-hmm. So
We probably have no details, like most of the
no
stuff.
No details.
Plus.
But I hope Gordo comes back. Remember Gordo?
Mortal Kombat? I was just about to say Mortal Kombat.
I'm going to be real honest. Lizzie McGuire was not my favorite TV show. I kind of turned it off.
Never seen it.
Yeah. And sorry. I was more of a That's So Raven person.
Ooh,
so.
I love Same. That show, too. I watch a lot of television as a child and never went outside.
I strayed away from the live action shows for a while.
Yeah. When you were a child.
When I was a child. And then, like, Zoey 101 I would watch, kind of.
That's one that I've never watched. Like, live-action Nickelodeon stuff. The mm-hmm. only stuff I would watch from live-action Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Remember, like,
of...
the Captain whatever
yeah,
and the Slime Time?
Watched Legends of the Hidden Temple?
That's that.
Legends yeah. of
well,
the
I mean,
Hidden
that was,
Temple,
like,
yeah.
I watched, like, the Gas stuff.
And... Kablam. But that's not oh, really live action.
Yeah,
that's,
I wouldn't count.
It's like,
yeah.
That's
I would only toys. Catch like the slime events, like every night.
But you can't watch
and
any
again.
Of this stuff, anyways, because it's not anywhere really.
Right.
Unless
you like
not even on like
it.
Nick at Night anymore.
Sail the Seven Seas, but
Sail the Seven Seas.
Mm. Yep. But yeah, so Disney Plus has many stuff coming out.
Isn't Nickelodeon stuff? Supposed to be merging with Netflix
yep.
as well?
And
they
Netflix.
Made a deal
That'll
with
be,
Netflix, not a merging.
Okay.
So does anybody know which stuff is coming? I know they already had. Oh, excuse me. I know they already had Invader Zim.
Invader Zim. Yeah. Hey Arnold. They had
that's
the Rocko's
one.
Modern what, Life thing.
Which
I'm
gonna
beg for Ed, Edd n Eddy. Oh, no, wait, no, that's Cartoon Network.
Yeah, but still, I would love to see it.
I'm an idiot.
That Hey Arnold movie, I was feeling some feelings.
Oh
with
yeah,
that
was a
that
good
was,
movie. Yeah,
I forgot
that was
about
good.
The movie.
I don't remember. And also the Rocko's Modern Life thing was really good too.
I love the message that Rocko's Modern Life had.
Oh yeah, that was a great
I loved
message.
It.
I don't think I've seen that.
You guys gotta watch that.
I need to watch it.
In fact, watch all three of them because they're actually pretty good. Like,
they are.
Invader
I will
Zim's
add that
good.
To my list to watch tonight.
Rocko's Modern Life has a really good message for just in general people growing up and wanting
people
nostalgia
our
things.
Age. Like
yeah.
it's a good message for people of our age.
Yeah.
Like it really hits home.
It's like
that's how Toy Story 3 hit with me. Like when he let say goodbye to the toy. Spoiler alert.
after you said it.
Oh, dude, that movie's been out since like 86. So
yeah.
after he said goodbye to the toys, and then there's a Toy Story 4.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about
that.
Yeah. And moving on.
Toy Story
4, along.
We don't like that
one. I just have to see it.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to see it, but...
It's on Disney Plus, again.
Right. Oh, on Disney Plus. There you go, viewers.
I will be checking that
listeners.
Out.
Which,
man, we really need to start doing some video because I always say viewers.
Low key.
I was telling Mike, I was like, man, I think I might bring my camera today and just set it up in the corner, but
did
I didn't do it.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing there.
Am I being videotaped
yeah,
right
you
now?
Went, a ghost you camera. Stepped out of the room for a second.
But yeah, the grudge ghost. Oh man, the camera.
There's a smell. That was the new thing to the radio station today. Like how there's like stuff, wires hanging around and everything. And that that bar was fixed. That peaking bar light.
Oh
in the
yeah,
back.
We the
fixed
max out.
We fixed that. But now there's like a weird like potato smell. It's like a, you know, not a cooked potato. And not a raw potato, but like the in between from when you're boiling it, and you're like, "Oh, what are
we
you
had
boiling?
To compromise the clipping bar for the stench."
I would love to see what people imagine when we're describing the radio station.
Hey, if you guys want to send in your drawings of what you think we're sitting in right
that'd
now,
be so
there you
awesome.
Go. Just look us up. Our contact information: Lakeshore Public Media.
We talk about the grudge hole, the potato smell.
The grudge hole.
It's the grudge hole.
Also,
it sounds like we're recording in Fallout.
Did I tell you that underneath this carpet that I'm at, there's a hole right there?
You have carpet over there?
There's a very small thing of carpet over here.
What if this become just dragging the radio station and not the what we
oh, no,
about?
It's a fantastic radio station.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not dragging the radio station.
We're just giving you some insight of why you should donate at lakeshorepublicradio.org.
Please.
To make
we need
a dollar our way.
It's all in good fun. I love the station. I love it all. I love all the people. But anyways, back to streaming. Disney Plus and Marvel, they're really stepping up. I seen the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and I love the little preview they gave of him him being the Falcon throwing the shield, the Captain America shield.
Because they both end up becoming Captain Marvel at one point, don't they?
Captain America.
Captain Communism. Yeah,
Captain Communism.
No, Captain America. Yeah, they both end up becoming Captain America at one point
in the comics. Yeah, but
Bucky doesn't stay for Captain America very long because. He was a very violent Captain America.
Oh, yeah. I know.
He used guns.
Yeah.
And killed his enemies. Whereas Captain Falcon.
He's Captain America.
Yeah, he's Captain America. Because he was raised as an assassin, like a killer. Like, that's like his way of thinking. He's kind of like what Steve didn't want to do, at least from my understanding. And then when Falcon became Captain America, he was more in line with what Steve's morals was. Like,
like
Batman.
Oh, Batman kills so many people.
Batman kills so many people. You're
so
telling me that
Batman kills people?
When you run over people in your car in Arkham Knight that you're not killing people?
He set someone on fire with the bat car in the second one.
Really? Wait, the movies?
Batman.
Oh, I was just I was talking about the comics. I didn't know
people,
if he killed people
Batman.
In the...
Oh, I mean, even in the comics, like, it's still like... That guy's dead.
And yet he refuses to kill the Joker.
In fact,
he has a weird relationship with him.
One of the opening, like,
because people know he killed the Joker.
Yeah,
he's the only one that.
They don't know if he kills some no-names person.
Arkham Knight? There's a scene. It's seriously like so close to the opening where you grab just a random soldier, like a bad guy, obviously, and you're holding him down on the ground, and you call the Batmobile over, and you put his head underneath the tire.
He's dead.
You're revving up the engine, and it just cracks his helmet, and you just see this guy's, like, the sheer terror in this guy's eyes. Like, no, he's...
Batman killed.
He's dead.
Yeah, that guy.
He's dead.
Yeah, that's pretty.
He's
dark.
In purgatory, just living that death over and over again.
So, is DC coming out with any shows on these streaming services?
They have their own streaming service, the DC Universe stuff.
Gotcha.
They have that Harley Quinn animated TV show, which I heard was actually really good.
I seen like a little preview of that with her and Robin. That
and
actually looks
Poison
pretty
Ivy. Yeah.
And Poison Ivy.
I heard it's good, and I need to check it out.
I know
but,
nothing of this.
Titans just finished its last season, but I heard it was a mess. Again, I haven't watched any of this stuff, so I don't know for sure.
Right, this is all conjecture.
Yeah, this is all like from I've heard from the internet. Hive mind.
Internet hive mind.
There was Swamp Thing at one point, but it got canceled because it was too expensive to film.
That looked kind of cool. I've seen nothing of that, but it looked
really
cool.
And it actually was really good. And then DC just said, no, this is too much. We're not
too much money to keep this swamp.
Yeah, too much money to keep this swamp.
Like...
At least from my understanding, that's what it was.
Also, wasn't there a lawsuit with Shrek with that? They were like taking over a swamp?
No, Swamp Thing was around before Shrek, so.
No.
Somebody once told me.
Oh, no. Swamp Thing is a thing for a long time.
All right.
I'm so
all
mad.
Right.
Let's, you go let's over bring there to your Shrek now. Podcast.
We'll have a whole Shrek podcast.
I don't want to be here for that one.
Shrek the Shrek.
What else do they have?
Speaking of Shrek, there's an undated series She-Hulk in the works.
Yes, and the rumor for that one is that she's going to pop up in the Loki series.
Loki what?
If you can see my face right now, it's completely dead. Like I'm looking into the camera.
That's played by Louise Ferrigno, right? His daughter?
If my name was Louis Goose.
What is going on in this podcast?
Anyways,
no,
yeah,
so the rumor is that She-Hulk is going to first pop up in the Loki Disney Plus series.
That'd be cool.
She will then pop up in her own series. There's also the rumor that there's a Moon Knight series coming out and that a few other series got canceled. Howard the Duck got canceled.
Thank God. Let's be honest.
It would have been hilarious to see a duck. Maybe a good one shot. Howard the Duck one shot. No,
I'd watch it if it was rated R.
I see a lot of people want the rogue soldier. I don't remember her name from The Mandalorian.
Oh.
A lot of people want her to be She-Hulk.
She would be a good She-Hulk.
I ain't mad at that.
She's a wrestler, right?
I
thought she was a professional wrestler.
Oh, the shock trooper?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She would be great. She's a really good love She-Hulk. Her as an actress.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to look her up real quick.
She's gorgeous.
I want to say is a She-Wrestler.
A she wrestler.
I would say I got She-Hulk and wrestling.
I know she did. She did bodybuilding at one point, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, then yeah,
which is understandable.
But Loki. Speaking of Loki,
we got one clip.
One clip, and then people are.
I can deep dive into the lore of that clip for you.
Conspiracizing about the Time Organization. Do you want to deep in?
I can deep dive that lore.
Want to dip your feet in that?
So supposedly people can tell from the symbol on his jacket that he's going to be basically in time jail because he's breaking time and the people, because he's dead, spoilers, technically, and he gets the Tesseract and breaks himself out of that timeline to go jumping around in different timelines and to mess things up. He's Loki. He does that. So he gets picked up by a time organization that puts him in jail and he says, I'm going to burn this whole place down because A, he doesn't want to be trapped by this.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to die, probably, because that's a younger Loki. It's not the Loki that we knew at Thor Ragnarok. It's the Loki we knew after Avengers 1. And, he's stuck in jail, and he's Loki. What else is...
Is it a time jail?
It's time jail. He's put in that jail where... Because he's breaking time. And they're in that jail to... That whole group is so that they could fix timelines. That's what that group is for.
I see.
That's such a weird, concept.
Well,
real quick.
They just open up everything.
Real quick. Yeah.
Gina Carano is an American actress, and she was a former competitive mixed martial artist.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Real wrestler.
That's what it was.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, Hawkeye. I didn't know.
A really good She-Hulk pick.
I was
going to
say Hawkeye's getting his new show, too. I didn't even know about that.
I think that one's up in the air because of all the Jeremy Renner stuff that came out.
Wait,
what?
Spill that tea.
Wait, if it's appropriate for NPR.
Right. It's probably not appropriate for NPR, but look it up if you're interested.
I'm going to look it up because I am interested.
We're
going to
look it up right now.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
But,
I think that one is animated, though. I thought. I know the What If series is animated that Marvel has coming out.
I want to see that. That'd be. Isn't there. Their voice actors. I think some of them are going to be.
What is that about?
It's the what if. So, like, what if Peggy Carter became Captain Britain instead of Steve Rogers becoming Captain America? Like, it's from their what if series of, like, oh, what if this happened instead of this? What if this happened instead of this? So they're doing that, but they're doing an animated series with the actors and actresses doing their voices.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely see that. What kind of what-if stories are they, like, going to bring to the table?
I don't know. I just know that Peggy Carter one.
This is not Marvel-related, but it's got the same, like, what-if thing. There's a there's a comic of, I don't remember the title of it, but it's What If Superman Landed in Soviet Russia.
Oh, that's for DC.
Yeah, that would be cool to see that.
I think there's
that would be really cool.
Red Sun?
Like, if he landed somewhere else.
I think it's what it is called.
It's called Red Sun, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be really cool to see.
I want to say they made that into a movie.
I would watch that.
Let me double check.
That's a pretty dope concept. A lot of double checking today.
Yeah, a lot of double checking because my mind is not with the DC.
Facts got to be spot on.
They do. Speaking of spot-on facts, Sabrina is an awesome show on Netflix. Everybody needs to watch it. It is very unbelievably dark,
There is
though.
A movie.
Nice. I'm going to have to watch that. That movie, or Sabrina is unbelievably dark.
A show, you
really
say?
Yeah. Yes. It is really good. Okay. It is very dark. It can get very
The Teenage
violent.
Witch?
It's the Chilling Adventures of
yeah,
Sabrina.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it supposed to be like Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yeah, like the dark version
it's
of it.
It's more aligned with the comics than the ABC Family TV show.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's very dark, like the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina comics were whatever they are. And like he said, it's just...
It's not a show for kids.
No,
that's
not.
That's an end-to-watch list.
Yeah, it can get real corny at times, though, like with the whole like I'm not gonna say it.
I like
yeah.
calling with my meat.
Episodes into season two.
Well, no, I mean like I'm not gonna say like with their religion and everything, but how they handle like some of the phrases they use with their religion is so corny.
Oh yeah,
it's so ridiculous. But like it's still it doesn't detract from the show at all though. It's mm-hmm. it's still really good.
I definitely got to see that.
It's really good.
I think she came to one of the cons recently in Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I really got to binge this show. Maybe we can talk to her.
Season three.
But WandaVision, which I got to say, my favorite.
Yeah, what is that?
My favorite Marvel character.
Deep dive into that lore,
in the Marvel universe is Scarlet Witch. Like, mm-hmm. I love her. Like, her from the abilities. Like, I just
tell you
love
so
her
much.
Suit. Tell us about it, Heather.
Okay.
I'm fixing something on this then, but tell us about it.
So, WandaVision, so far, from what people can tell, is that it involves S.W.O.R.D. It involves her being in a simulation of some sort, or her own creation, because in comics, Wanda creates her, like, she breaks reality. Her kids, Speed and Wiccan... Speed? I think that's what they're called. She creates them out of nothing. She doesn't get pregnant, she just... creates them. Yep. Because she wants kids, and Vision is a robot. They can't mm-hmm. really have kids. So she wants kids so bad that she creates them out of nothing.
Yeah.
So people are wondering if her, like, losing Vision in that and then almost, like, killing Thanos, like, made her more powerful or just, like, she, like, unlocked another power thing or she's really realizing how powerful she really is, and thus S.W.O.R.D. is realizing how powerful she really is and is freaking out and putting her in a simulation where she thinks she's living a happy life with Vision when, like, she's not. And that's why there's references to families. Like, there's a Full House reference. There's a, what's the old one?
Bull House?
No. Starts with a B. With the
Brady Bunch?
Brady Bunch.
Oh,
there's a Brady Bunch reference. Like, if you look at, like, there's a black and white reference. I want to say that one.
So is this like a comic book story?
It's not, and it is. I don't know which one they're taking from because.
But there is some sort of comic that references
yes
what's happening.
No. Oh, okay. So like it might be taking bits of her creating her kids out of nothing, and then it might be taking bits of the Vision by Tom King, like, and where that's where Vision. Literally goes and, like, he's not with Wanda anymore. He goes and creates his own robot family, like, and, like, tries to live a normal life as not humans. Like, they try to live as normal as possible in the suburbia area, and everything goes wrong because they can't. They're not human.
I'm very excited for this now that we're talking about it. It's, like, right up my alley with, like, it's sort of like, I mean, Marvel in general, is you can argue sci-fi, but this sounds like super
sci-fi. And
it
goes supposedly into the next Doctor Strange movie. Supposedly.
Ooh.
Rumor is that it
You heard
goes,
it here
it
first? Heather
into...
said it.
No, if you go online, if you read up on all the rumors, rumor is that it goes into the next Doctor Strange movie.
That'd be so
which
cool.
Which got Sam Raimi as the next director because the other director bowed out.
Nice.
So who is Sam Raimi for all the people at home?
Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 1 director.
Mm.
Was he also Spider-Man 3, the movie that I hate? Director?
The movie that I hate directing.
I don't
Evil
know.
Dead? Didn't he direct Evil Dead?
I think he directed Evil Dead.
Oh, man. Well, I am excited for everything. Did we miss anything? Is Mrs. Marvel a thing?
Miss Marvel?
I'm seeing on here there's a Mrs. Marvel in the works.
Miss Marvel. I know they're making her into something because they want
to
use
and
her.
Drag Me to Hell. That was a really good movie.
What is that?
Oh, Sam Raimi film.
Oh, gotcha.
There's supposedly connections to... Evil Dead. Not Evil Dead.
Army of Darkness?
Yeah, there you go. Army of Darkness. Supposedly connections to that.
I think there's anything else.
Hmm.
I mean, there's also Thor, Love and Thunder, but that's a movie.
The Lady Thor?
Yeah, but Christian Bale was announced that he's playing the villain. And
Christian Bale.
He's playing the villain in it.
Nice.
Owen Wilson was casted as a character of some sort in the Loki movie or the Loki series. But yeah,
wow.
But we don't know who or what or like he's a villain, good guy. Mm-hmm. We don't know. Like he was just casted recently. They did a Madok. M-U-D-O-K.
Is he like the brain guy?
He's the weird brain guy.
Yeah.
That one didn't get canceled, but that one's still going on Hulu. Hmm. But that one got a whole bunch of roles recently casted for.
Well, there you have it.
And that's your Disney kind of Marvel rundown.
There's the Marvel rundown. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about streams. And they're not creeks. Or waterways.
Rivers or brooks.
We're talking about streaming services like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu. And we're just giving you a rundown what's to come, some of our favorite stuff now. And we just got done with Marvel. And if you want to listen, go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One, and listen to us. Or LakeshorePublicRadio.org. Region Nerd Alert. This is what you're listening to. Me, Jose.
I choose Spotify.
Spotify,
probably, yeah.
Yeah, Spotify. Let's
underwrite us, Spotify.
Everyone at home, make a Spotify account. Follow us on Spotify.
Do it. Check.
Which I have a question, you guys. In the last time we recorded a streaming thing, have you guys found any new shows you like? Love came out.
Sabrina.
Well,
I found out that Pinocchio is one of the darkest things ever created.
Oh yeah, no,
Pinocchio
got super dark. About that.
So dark.
Forgot. That's on Disney Plus.
I think I might have repressed that as a child, which is why I did not remember it being so dark.
I've been watching Sweet Life of Zack and Cody on Deck.
That's been fun. What about new stuff?
Go ahead.
I was going to say Liz McGuire and DuckTales.
New. Unless you count the new DuckTales.
Did we talk about The Witcher? Because I'm not a fan.
Never seen
Let's talk about The Witcher.
Let's talk about
The
Witcher.
I have not started it.
I only watched 2 episodes.
And that's why?
No, you don't understand. Unless his acting changes, I'm not happy about how dumb it is.
That's how he acts. Like, that is
I don't
Geralt.
Like it.
Like, even in the game and even in the books. Like, I'm reading the books, and that's just Geralt. That's just him. He's not supposed to have emotion in any form.
Oh, man.
So that's just how Geralt is. And the thing is, you have to watch the whole series from episode 1 to episode 6 to get the whole thing. Because the timelines are, you don't pick them up until the very end. You're like, oh, realize, like, okay, that timeline is that. Each character is on a different timeline until, like, the last 2 episodes. And that's when all the timelines come up to that. And the reason they did it like that is because, A, the books, there's 2 or 3 books before Ciri actually comes into play. And they want to have Ciri in the series so that she's actually relevant and not like Geralt's monster hunting around having a blast. And then all of a sudden, like, who's this random kid?
What they need to do is completely drop Geralt and just make a show about the girl learning magic.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen for you.
Because I am invested in her. Geralt annoys me.
I was kind of reversed. So I didn't really like the actor for Ciri, but hopefully she's better next time.
I haven't seen a single Witcher thing. I haven't played the game.
Anyways, so here's my advice for Witcher.
It looks cool.
Really cool action. Really, really good choreography. Extremely good.
Really?
Don't like Geralt.
Now,
I feel like a lot of, like, early on, there's too many, like, characters coming and going, like...
It's just how it is.
Heather, have you watched Game of Thrones?
No, I probably will never watch it.
I was gonna say, Skylar is. Well, you just said you didn't like The Witcher. I was gonna say, like, for all those Game of Thrones fans, is it like a proper, like, will they get some excitement? Because I've read that a lot of people, this fixes my Game of Thrones withdrawals a little bit.
Game of Thrones was more to me, from like the outside looking in, was more kind of like limited fantasy, where it had like a little bit of dragons, and like I guess it might have had magic. I'm gonna guess because it had dragons, it had magic in some form. Whereas this
very
is
very subtle magic, yeah.
This is high fantasy with like more D&D ish. Like you get your wizards and sorcerers and crit witches rolls. And crit, like basically, yeah, like you have the potions that do something for you. You have like the spells.
Right.
You have the djinns that like Geralt does stuff like fights against and like all the monsters. Like this one's very high fantasy, whereas Game of Thrones is very like
political fantasy.
Like medium-ish lower fantasy setting.
Right, right. Speaking of like fantasy and D&D stuff, has anyone heard of the Magic the Gathering show that's coming out?
I have.
Like, is it like stopped now, or are they continuing?
I haven't followed onto it, but I really hope it goes through because I think it's supposed to follow the Gatewatch,
which is like the lore of like the Planeswalker.
Who's it through? Like Netflix, Hulu, or they don't
Netflix.
Know yet.
Netflix.
They'll be dumb to not do anything with it,
especially with how like big Magic is.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
Magic and D&D and all that stuff in general now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody watched Dracula?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I watched the first episode. Oh, man.
I seen that. I don't
it's
know
spicy.
It's spicy.
No, I'll have to check it out because
I'm
going to
finish
there.
It, but that first episode was pretty spicy.
Did we mention Castlevania?
Yeah, Castlevania.
Speaking of vampires.
Yeah. Season 3.
Vampires.
Yeah, I'm super
Season 3
hyped for that.
Comes out March 5th.
March 5th.
I'm
That's
so
going to be good.
Hyped.
That's going to be real good.
Yes.
I haven't watched any of it.
What are you doing?
You know, it's so short.
You know what we have
I'm
watched,
I'm
going
to tape
though?
Your hands to a chair and we may force you to watch these things.
You know what we have watched, though?
Clockwork Orange style.
What did you guys say? You
BoJack said? Horseman.
Oh, BoJack Horseman.
Say Clockwork Orange?
That series...
there you
oh,
go.
Oh, my God. That series finally ended.
Yep.
It's over now, and... yeah, my heart's been
We could have
shattered.
A whole podcast,
yeah,
hours.
It's very good.
Like
it is really good.
Dumping into BoJack Horseman and the mind and the psyche of it.
I will say it's got the best representation of depression in a show I've ever seen in my entire life. It's so good.
Especially people who are on antidepressants as well. Like having known people who have been on antidepressants and how they describe how they feel with it and without it, they do some very cool stuff.
It's
with it.
Nuts, man.
Not cool, but they show representations that are pretty,
spun up. Like that show with mental health is actually it's. Like
you can
said,
tell
spot
they do their research, and a lot of stuff. But yeah, it's sadly to an end.
How many seasons though? Five,
six.
Six? That's a good amount.
I was gonna say, like, it's sad that it's over, but I'm glad that it's over because if this would have gone on 3 episodes longer, it would have ruined it.
I think so. Yeah, I feel like that we were talking before, like one episode over.
One episode
was enough.
That last episode it's pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good last episode, but I would have been okay with that episode not being there.
Right.
And that kind of goes into the thing where like. Even if the streaming things exist, where they could technically do all these things indefinitely, things still need to end.
Yeah. Like South Park, Simpsons.
Yeah.
Those have been going on, you know, for 600 million years.
Well, those are those things, breads and butters. They got
to... Yeah, like, who was I listening to? I was listening to something not too long ago. I think it was Simpsons. Or no, it was Family Guy.
Mm. That's still going on. Right?
I believe so.
I have not seen Family Guy in years.
One of those, they said that they don't even want to do the show anymore. Like, they don't even want to do the show anymore, but their network is making them do it.
I can see it. I mean...
We're still getting ratings.
It's not even that. It's like, it's good syndication to, like, just have all this stuff that we just, like, put it on over and over and over and over and over again. And then as long as it's on... People will still have an idea of it and still buy stuff for it. There'll still be like merchandise for it everywhere as long as it's like in the minds of people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at this point, though, you could just run reruns for the rest of its life.
Well,
and
that's Simpsons.
People would hardly know.
Definitely.
Though Simpsons, I guess, still has good episodes every now and then. I still hear about Simpsons. I don't hear anything about
Speaking
Family
of, you can catch all the Simpsons on
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Yeah. But
they ruined
out of
some
order.
Of the gags, though. Very out of order.
Very out of order. Did they fix the aspect ratio yet?
I don't think so. I haven't watched a single episode.
Wait, what's wrong with the aspect
ratio? They made it so that it fit modern televisions, and in doing so, it cut off a lot of like off-screen edge gags.
I like
and
watching older
people
shows like at the proper
plain high hell about it. And eventually, they said, "Okay, we'll do it, but it's going to be a while."
Speaking of Star Wars, The Mandalorian.
Wait,
just,
Simpsons and Star Wars are.
They start with the letter S.
What a terrible like segue.
Back on Disney Plus.
You could have done like a Star Wars episode of Simpsons, and then like went into the Simpsons Star Wars.
There you go. Disney Plus. But the Mandalorian ended right the first season at least. Mm-hmm. I did not watch it. I have like a few episodes.
Mando kills.
Jose, why are you in this episode?
But I don't know. But so with the Mandalorian, do you think there's going to be a season two?
Oh yeah, they renewed season two like 100%.
Awesome.
Before season one came out, they're like, by the way, there's a season two coming.
And did you hear that there may be a Rogue One prequel series with and a long-awaited Obi-Wan Kenobi series?
I heard the Obi-Wan Kenobi series was put back on the hiatus, just like last week.
Obi-Wan would be cool. But I'm cool with Rogue One.
Honestly, I've seen...
Because I love Rogue One.
I've seen Obi in his younger years. I've seen him as his old man years. Like, I don't know if I want to see him.
Plus, Obi's having too much fun being Black Mask right now. He's running around in D.C. being the villain.
What?
He's the Black Mask villain.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is in the D.C.?
The guy who plays Obi-Wan Kenobi... is running around as Black Mask in the new Birds of Prey movie.
Yeah. But yeah, I can agree with that. I feel like we've seen enough of him in the series.
I should say from him being young and from him being old, I can't see much happening. Because he's a nice guy.
I got it.
And then he's a nice guy.
The series of child Obi-Wan Kenobi as a kid.
Baby Obi-Wan.
Baby Obi-Wan
Or
Kenobi.
Since they did that stupid stuff with dropping Palpatine and...
That's spoilers.
It's been out for...
I have not seen it, thank you very much, because no one invited me to see it.
I still haven't seen it.
It's in the trailer!
I saw it with my dad, so...
You said what?
I saw it with my dad, so...
It's in the trailer!
To be fair, it is in the trailer, though.
Oh. Well, continue your thought.
But,
yeah, it is true. Palpatine is having a palp time.
But yeah...
Oh, yeah. Well, I know about that. They hinted that at...
I feel like a cooler show would Palpatine when he's still an apprentice to his master and him overtaking his master would be a cool show.
That and also going back to the...
Yeah, that could be kind of cool, like, seeing all, like, Palpatine.
What is
his
that,
rise,
What is the... what is that game? The Old Republic.
Nice
I would love. I would love to see a timeline and a show or something dealing with like the Old Republic.
I was
even
say
though,
that is way before the Star Wars we know now.
Exactly. I feel like they could do a lot with that. I know like the books and stuff aren't lore anymore.
There's
to,
also
like,
some like fan canon. Favorite Sith though from like Old Republic eras.
Mm-hmm. That would be so cool. To
so
see.
That would be kind of cool.
I want to see. I'm so tired of the Star Wars like. Storyline that they have now.
Oh, right.
I'm so tired
Ditch
of
the
all
Skywalkers.
Of it.
We're done.
They're dead.
We're done with the
I'm so tired of it. The Mandalorian was good because it was like an offshoot. They don't mention anything about it. It's just its own little thing. I want to see more. I don't find the like high class stuff in Star Wars, like Naboo and you know the palaces and all that. I don't find that interesting. I want to see like the dredges of Star Wars. I want to see the crime lords. I want to see the scum of the galaxy. In Star Wars, because that stuff is way more interesting to me. I love seeing that stuff.
Yeah, Mandalorian's
honestly,
great.
Me too. Like, away like all the racial undertones in it, and like
and the very racy aliens
and the racy aliens, and add more like exoticism in regards to the universe.
What you want is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians. I love the way they have like. Aliens and stuff. And
yeah, like that's. Yeah. I mean, that's what
I
you
would
want.
Love to
you
see
want
a show of them, but they're still doing movies, though. Aren't
there
they?
Is an animated series on Disney Plus, and it's actually pretty good. Like,
really,
it's a pretty good blend of comic and movie canon.
Huh, I did not know that. That's
and there's
cool.
also a mini series of Rocket and Groot, and I love the way it's animated. It's like very short, like 10-minute episodes, mm-hmm. and there's six of them. You can knock it out really fast.
I had a couple comics
so
of
nice
Rocket
looking.
And Groot. Did mm-hmm. they animate those?
It's kind of in the same art style of those comics, but mm-hmm. it's different, like, little mini-sodes.
I remember there was this one comic where Groot told a story, and, like, they showed you the story, but
yeah,
it was
it's
just,
all Groot,
I am
Groot,
Groot,
I am Groot,
Groot,
I am Groot, I am Groot. Everybody talks as I am Groot, I am Groot, and it's the best.
All right, idea. I got to pitch to you guys.
All right. Let's hear it.
Is it I am Groot?
No, it's not I am Groot. Okay, so after... Anakin Skywalker becomes Vader, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just have, like, from that point to, like, the Star Wars, like, original trilogy, all right? I want to see in between that Palpatine Vader buddy cop series.
Buddy cop
comedy,
series. But it's not a buddy cop.
It'll be a buddy cop
comedy.
It'll be a buddy cop comedy.
Yes, a comedy as he makes evil Siths run around kill
people.
Oh,
shut up, Vader! You don't know a thing.
Buddy cop series.
I mean, you get a little bit of Vader stuff like between like in different media, like in the new
there's
Star Wars game.
Oh yeah, there's comics galore.
Spoilers for the new Star Wars game: you meet Vader. And you run away from him. You run. You run.
Also, I guess the seventh and final season of Star Wars Clone Wars, it's on its way.
Yes, that's out actually already. That.
Is it already a thing right now?
I thought it was out already.
Oh, snap.
I've started that show like four times.
I need to start it like, because I heard that was a fantastic show.
It's also on Disney Plus.
Also on Disney Plus. You know what else is on Disney Plus?
What?
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Ooh.
You guys watch that?
No, you see, that was after my time of being a kid.
See, apparently, it's High School Musical, but it's a high school doing the musical within their high school. But they're having a musical as well.
I want to block this conversation.
And it's a series.
I really don't want to see this.
I was going to say, I'm almost 30. I have no room for High School Musical.
I don't want anything to do with this musical and or series.
Well, since you're almost 30... Lizzie McGuire is having a sequel series
as
well.
You mean Hilary Duff, my first love, period?
Oh,
you
yes.
said that.
I did. I'm going to say it again. I'll keep saying it.
Did we say it on air, though?
I don't know.
I thought that was before.
But I will always confess my love for Hilary Duff. Always.
We will have an entire episode dedicated to that. And also, The Lion King and Aladdin. Upcoming titles.
Oh, I
like
do
together?
Nice.
I believe it's the new Aladdin.
The Lion King!
Yeah,
the live
the
action.
New,
I'm an idiot.
Yeah,
live
the new Lion King
and
the new
Aladdin.
Yeah. The Aladdin's already on there.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
I thought Lion King was as well.
I don't know if Lion King is or not. I haven't been on Disney Plus for a while.
Same here.
Like, again, it's a really cool concept to have like the Disney vault basically at my fingertips.
Yeah.
But I also have Hulu and Amazon and Netflix and YouTube and literally everything else to watch. I don't like.
I'm not gonna lie. I've watched Princess and the Frog like six times, and that's only strictly because I miss New Orleans and I want to go back there.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes
Region
sense.
Region alert goes to New Orleans.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, let's make this happen. Anyways,
sponsored,
but.
A whole city.
Yeah. The entire city of New Orleans.
We've got the whole city behind us.
Wait, speaking of... Oh, don't even get me started
on
Boost
Mobile. Let him finish his train of thought before you wander off into this other railroad.
Just real quick. Like, Disney... Like she said, like Heather said, Disney Plus is cool, but, like, I don't know, there's nothing dragging
it's
me back
for,
there.
Like, I personally think it's good for families who have young kids because I've heard the same problem where those... Like, those kids watch the same movie over and over and over and over and over and over to the point where they just burn out their DVD. Like, I just had somebody tell me that they watched Cars with their kids so much that their DVD just wouldn't work anymore. And I was like, how much of Cars do you watch?
Or that person who watched the B-movie, like, 1,000 times on Netflix.
It's good for, like, nostalgia factor. Like, oh, like, I really feel like watching DuckTales. I'm sick. I feel crappy. Yeah. Let's get some DuckTales watching or Gargoyles or something.
Gargoyles.
But it's mostly geared for kids.
It's wonderful background
movies.
Noise.
Yes, it's good background noise. Got a clean...
Having
cool.
Magic
throw on
night,
some cartoons.
Throw
cartoon.
On some,
it's
throw
it's
on some Sweet Life
mild.
Is Zach Cody on deck.
On deck. That's what it's I'm so talking nice. About.
Yeah,
throw on some Lizzie McGuire while doing your cleaning in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, like I said with Princess of the Frog. Like I watched that just because I miss New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pay attention to it, but most of the time I'm like playing Switch or like going through my magic cards or something. Whereas like on Netflix, I've watched Gangs of New York, a 3.5 hour movie. At least 9 times in the past 3.
What is wrong with you?
That movie is so good. Like,
I need to see that.
It's seriously, it's one of my favorite movies of all time.
I had a nickel for every time you told me I need
to
see that.
Like,
I say that a lot this episode.
No, like for real, like that is one of my favorite movies of all time because it is so good and
have
it
you
is
seen,
worth.
Have you seen The Irishman?
No, not yet.
I was like, I feel like you'd like that one.
I feel like I would too because Martin Scorsese directed it and he directed Gangs of New York.
Yeah, yeah.
I really love his
the
style.
The only reference I have for that circle. Movie is that it is like 3 hours and eternity long.
With
and
Irishman?
And my friend was live discording us while she was watching it. And she was at the end like, finally, I'm free. I'm free of this movie.
My God. I'm free.
It's just a long movie, which it's streaming, so you literally pause it whenever you want.
I don't mind watching. If I'm like invested in a movie, I don't mind watching a three-hour movie. Because, again, I've done it like 9 times, and I love that movie.
Yeah, definitely have to dedicate time. Like, you can't. Like, well, being an adult, you can't be, I'm just going to mosey on over to this 3.5-hour movie. Like, you can, you got to dedicate some time to this movie.
Like, the movie theater, like Avengers, it was a 3-hour movie, and I had to see it twice and a third time. And I was like, I don't want to see it 3 times. That's three hours of my life.
Yeah,
is Endgame on there?
Endgame is three hours,
yeah. And I had to see it twice, and then I had to see it a third time, and I was like, I don't want to see it a movie.
Is it on Disney Plus right now?
Not yet. Yes,
it is. That's another thing, too. Like,
streaming's just different.
I really enjoyed Endgame. I really liked it. I probably won't watch it unless I watch with you guys, like, at all.
Yeah. Honestly, I have to watch it one time.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to watch it with my mom still, and then
fantastic
I'm probably
movie.
Done watching it for a while.
Fantastic movie.
I'll watch, like, the credits or the commentary or whatever that is.
But. Yeah, like, it's like the behind-the-scenes and everything building up to it was more interesting. It's... I don't know. I'll watch it for like the few like oh my god parts. Mm-hmm. Like that's it.
Skip to the scene that has it and then like be done with it.
Yeah,
it's an undertaking. I feel like that movie is because it's not really a 3-hour movie. It's a 5-hour movie.
Yeah,
if you think about it, you have to watch Infinity War to get the context of it.
Yeah,
that's
and
true.
If the person you're watching with has not watched Infinity War. You have to watch Infinity War before Endgame.
And
that's
I told
5
the story
hours.
Of my dad watching Infinity War with me. I was like, oh, sit down and watch Infinity War. I turned it on, and it started, and he's like,
who are these
is this
people?
The beginning of the movie?
No.
I was like, yeah.
Because I think, like, you don't see that a lot where Marvel's so huge and in the know, or everyone's in the know, that they don't have to, like, set up any characters in that movie. This is strictly for the people who are the fans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what's going on. Here's
which is an issue I have, but I'm not going to get into that now. I have an issue with that. Like, franchises that do that, sorry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just easier to do it in streaming, because you could just, like, press a button, like, hey, give, like, an hour, 2 hours, let's watch this movie, and then we'll continue watching this other 6-hour marathon.
Right.
Give a chance.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a Harry Potter marathon right now.
Oh, God. That's a 72-hour marathon.
It's taken me 2 weeks, but yeah.
I miss those movies, man. I miss them so
I have
much.
Them all on Blu-ray, dog. Let's get together.
Let's do it, please.
So
please. I miss them.
Man,
I miss those movies.
I love
that. I'm sad that they're not easily streamable, I believe.
They're not. I can't find them anywhere. I've looked.
They used
to
be on
Netflix. We did look that one day. I have them all
they're
on Blu-ray.
Anymore.
I have Lord of the Rings on Blu-ray. I have the Matrix trilogy
Lord of the
on
Rings,
Blu-ray.
I want to say, just got added
Come to my
back
house.
To Netflix.
What did you say?
I want to say Lord of the Rings just got added back to Netflix.
I think it did,
yeah.
All three.
Yeah, but do I really want to suffer through three, like a
Matrix
whole
too
weekend
on Netflix.
Matrix
of Lord of the Rings? That is literally a 72-hour weekend.
That's something I might do. I might do that.
Of the Rings?
I might do that for Lord of the Rings. I would do that for Harry Potter.
Oh, same.
Like, easily I would do that for Harry Potter. Lord of the Rings, maybe.
Definitely The Mummy. Too bad they didn't make a decent third one yet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie. The third Mummy is decent.
It's not
But they switched
terrible.
Up Rachel Weisz. Weiss.
Yeah, I wasn't really happy about that.
Yeah. But gently,
compared
like,
to
it
the reboot.
Oh, compared to the reboot, it was a fantastic trilogy.
Yeah, compared to the reboot. Don't compare
it. Oh,
yeah.
100%
yeah,
fantastic
like, that little trilogy's not bad if you compare it to the reboot.
Don't get me wrong. I love Cara Delevingne.
Cara Delevingne?
Screw the trilogy. Just a really good
she wasn't in
original
the mummy.
Movie and a mm-hmm. sequel.
Cara Delevingne wasn't in the movie.
She wasn't? I thought she was the mummy person.
No, that's somebody else. Cara Delevingne was the one girl from Suicide Squad. Enchantress.
I thought she You know I've never seen The Mummy, so.
They kind of look similar, but it's not her. I don't remember that girl's name.
See, I haven't seen Suicide Squad or that,
no,
so I just thought.
No, you don't have to see it.
The images of the Enchantress or the images of The Mummy?
You can like, not watch either one of those movies and live your entire life.
That's what a lot of people
Actually,
tell
for
me.
A fun fact, if you watch the trailer for Suicide Squad, you've watched the entire movie.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah,
yeah seriously. Because they cut the movie like the trailer.
I hate, especially horror movies are like a big thing for that. Like, the entire trailer is all the scary.
The Invisible Man, the new Invisible Man movie.
Oh yeah, did you?
They ruined it. They ruined the whole movie in the trailer.
I haven't even seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Don't if you plan on watching this movie, don't watch the trailer because I swear I was watching it because I was one of the rare times I watched a YouTube ad, and I was watching. I was like, okay, this seems pretty interesting. Like. okay, this is cool. Is she like hallucinating or what's going on? Oh. Are you serious? Come on. And then they revealed everything, like everything. And I'm like, well, I don't need to see the
movie. That's like the trailer they released right after they released the Endgame. They had like a big pivotal moment in there. And everyone's like, oh, I haven't seen the movie yet. That's huge.
It was Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man Far From Home. And they released that trailer and it showed us a spoiler. And I was like, what are you doing?
Okay, I know you haven't seen it. Did you go with us to see Suicide Squad?
No, I have not seen that
movie.
Then
me and you saw it, and I hated every second of my life.
Okay, you've seen my fury at that movie then. Yeah. I exploded outside of that movie because it made no sense. And the people we were with, some of the people we were with were like, well, it makes sense in this and this. And I was like, no.
Well, it makes sense in this.
Yeah, they were like defending it with the comics. I'm like, no, it doesn't make sense as a movie at all, period. This scene doesn't make any sense because this isn't this.
Well, this is a bad film.
They're like, it makes sense in the comics. It doesn't matter. This is a movie. This is establishing the series, and it doesn't make any sense.
I paid to see something. I don't know what I saw.
And the big twist, I'm going to stop like right at this spot because I'll keep going. But the big, like one of the big twists
of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Suicide Squad. One of the big twists, literally everybody knew it. Literally everybody who watched that movie knew that twist. And they just, they exposed it as a, like.
That it was actually Jared Leto as the Joker and not Heath Ledger?
No, they. I don't want to spoil it.
Don't spoil
it. I'm not going to. But just a big twist that they had where, like, the squad, like, got mad at the guy leading them. Everybody knew it. Like, knew this twist, and they just exposed it again, like, oh, this is a fresh twist. Like, no, you told us this 45 minutes ago.
This is a fresh twist.
I gotta see this now. It's, like, I don't know what you're talking about. The fresh twist.
The movie's been out. Just say it. The movie's been out.
No, I'll tell you off air, but I seriously, every time I talk about this movie, and you guys will probably see it, it gets my blood boiling.
Oh, I see it. The blood's boiling.
It gets my blood boiling.
I would say it's on Netflix.
I don't know because
I don't think so because I've been looking out for
it's
it.
It's on DC streaming service.
Don't tell him where to watch it. We don't want him to
DC
watch
Universe.
It. Listeners, don't
no,
watch
he,
it.
No, he can watch it.
Watch it
he
for
wants.
Reference. I hate when people say don't watch it because it's terrible. Like, watch it so you
no,
know
that's
how
I was. That's what I was going to say. You can watch it.
Like,
just...
oh man, you smell this in this closet? Oh. Hey, you got to come smell this. Oh man, that smells
no,
bad.
No, you know me. I love terrible cinema, so I'm going to have to watch
Speaking
it.
Of Suicide Squad, though, Forky asked a question, Toy Story 4 spinoff.
That doesn't make sense.
Anyways, we have reached the end of Region Nerd Alert, which is what I'm trying to say. And thank you for listening, Lakeshore Public Radio listeners. If you missed any of this and you're like, oh, man, what are they talking about? Spotify, NPR One app, Apple iTunes, all that. You can listen to us. And I would like to thank all of my
co-hosts
for joining me. We want to
no
go
problem.
Real quick.
No problem. Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's. Thank you for listening to me rant about Suicide Squad.
Skylar.
Heather and Dillyhams.
Find him at Skylar.
Skylar.
That's my name. I gave all my info at the beginning.
Yeah, you can listen to the beginning of what I said. Olatho. Yeah, we got a little bit of time, I guess.
Oh, a little bit of time.
And then Heather, Dillyhams.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, I thought I was getting pushed out the door. That's why I was like
and then,
hitting it real hard. Skylar, I'm out of here. Yeah.
But as you can see, we have more to say about that. So we will have streaming.
Oh, I have a lot more to say.
We have streaming one. Questions and answers and another one. That will, so we'll see you in a couple months.
In a few months, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you and goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.